Hi everyone, welcome back. Today we are going to be talking about why rock bottom is a blueprint on wisdom meets wonder. And this is going to be an interesting conversation because it's something that I'm familiar with all too well. And I know that if I can relate to this, I know that you can too. So we're going to talk about how all while you can feel like you're broken, but you're actually becoming something anew, and you're becoming that next version of yourself that you were meant to be. So, let's get into it.
All right. Well, I'm excited about it. Broken but becoming. Why rock bottom is a blueprint. Hi, I'm Paula Washington, and I am excited for this topic today. And welcome to our channel and our second podcast. All right, Deshae, tell me how this relates to you.
Well, thank you. I am one of the ones that definitely understands this transition all too well. The first thing that I want to point out is that being rock bottom is more so a blueprint and is definitely not a dead end. And as someone who has been through this multiple times over my career and my personal life, I just want to say that when it felt like the end for me in my life, I had to really, really seek mentorship and wise counsel. And what that did for me was it helped me on those days where I just was like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. And it's really important, and I just want to make this point before I really get into it. It's really important to make sure that you surround yourself with people who can see the light in you even when you forget that you have a light within yourself. It's important for you to surround yourself with people who can pour into you when you feel like you have an empty cup. And it's important for you to be around people who are going to continue to encourage you. I was just talking about how there's something in the cellular phase within our own mind, body, and spirit, and literally in our cells. And we have different cycles that we go through, even on a cellular level. And it's this phase called the interphase. And I'm bringing this up because it is a resting period that happens before we have that breakthrough and we break out of whatever it is that we're going through. And so what I realize is that, okay, if on a cellular level, if that means we are redirecting or rebirthing into something anew, what makes you think that on a spiritual and physical level that may not be happening? Because it absolutely is. Spiritually, energetically, and just different breakdowns and breakthroughs that I've been through, it was always that little period where I felt like, oh my God, nothing is happening. Like, but the whole time inside, I'm becoming and, you know, being rebuilt into that next version of myself from strength and from a place of, I don't even know the word. You know the word that I'm trying to look for? Because this is good.
Yeah, it really is. Well, when we talk about reframing breakdowns as divine turning points and the difference between being in transition and being in training, what we're really looking at is every challenge is going to require you to change. So in that changing process, in that metamorphosis process and evolving and becoming the best you, we have to shed it's like with a tree. Or roses or something. You have to prune them and cut them back so that the better flowers can bloom the next season. So it's the same thing within our body. Our body naturally regenerates and rejuvenates, every 24 hours. Those cells die and then they grow again. That's why we need to have rest. That's why we need to eat well and hydrate because the body is a machine that's operating on its own. And so that is naturally happening. And then all of the emotional and spiritual and physical and environmental things we allow ourselves to be involved in are going to affect that as well. So now that is affecting our energy. So with those natural things that happen, along with whatever we're conjuring up or whatever we're involved in or wherever the stage the business is. I talk about it in my book about if you're in starting a new business 0 to 3 years, what you see other people doing that have been in business longer, it's not your turn or your time yet, because
Yes.
you have to tr you have to be trained and tested in the idea that you are establishing. There is a pilot season in your business where you're testing every idea to see if it works, if the market wants it or if the market doesn't. If you are a business owner that can lead a company, or you are the one that can establish everything, and then you have to have somebody else lead it. So you don't know what type of leader you are. You have to see if you really are entrepreneurial and you can carry a vision until the end. Because many times the entrepreneur, the true entrepreneur, when you look at FedEx, he went bankrupt 13 times. You know, you look at Colonel Sanders and many other people who have failed. What people thought was a failure was not a failure. It was perfecting the process. It was projecting onto the next level to see what didn't work and why it didn't work. How many times has the light bulb been reinvented and reinvented and reinvented to make it better? So the thing with your business and with your life, they're the same thing. It's one thing. It's the life, and there are different roles. So your role as a business owner, your role as an employee, your role as a sister, a mom, a auntie, a friend, your role as a teacher, counselor, a coach, or whatever it is. Every area of life has a role, and all of that is pulling on your energy. So when you're talking about training and you're talking about transition, you have to know the difference, because you could be in transition and the in-between is tough because you don't see anything happening. It takes 5 years for a bonsai tree to come up out of the ground. But when it does, it is traumatic. It has to break through that dirt and push up. And then it pushes up a certain height. Okay, so when you look at your breaking through into the new you, or the new opportunity, or the next opportunity, or the next job, or whatever it is, whatever level of life you're at, whatever decade you're in, whatever you're pursuing, it's going to be traumatic in the beginning, and then you're going to get through. When a woman has a baby, it is traumatic when she's pushing it out. And after that, oh, everybody's happy about the baby. Okay, so don't ever think that you're not going to have any challenges. The challenges cause you to change, they cause course correction, they cause pause, they cause you to say, oh, wait a minute, let me look and see. You know, what's really going on here? And that's a time to assess. And if you can take the time to assess, even though and nothing is going on, I've been in business for a very long time. And we have those times years ago when we fax wasn't faxing, phone wasn't ringing, you know, you wasn't getting anything in the mail. What do you do? You get up every day
I'd have
and you
been
can,
there.
yes, you get up every day and you continue to do what you do because you have the discipline. You have the focus and you have the inner knowing that this is the direction you're supposed to go. The question is, many times people doubt because they think because everything looks like it's falling apart, or looks like it's slow, that they're not doing something right. Now, that can be true to a degree, but for most times, especially in the beginning, you're in the process of training, you're in the process of testing, you're in the process of piloting. And you're in the process of growing. So you got to know the difference.
The word that I was looking for, by the way, that was right on the tip of my tongue, renewal. Like,
Absolutely.
really just realizing that that renewal period that I personally was experiencing, it was one of the most painful things I probably have experienced in my entire life. And I'm not even being dramatic. I'm talking about no funds to my name. All my relationships were going by the wayside. Lost friends, lost business, relationships. I mean, it was actually quite traumatic. I will say
Of
that.
course, because everything fell apart. And when it falls apart, it's a course correction. It's a course correct. It's when life falls apart. I mean, I remember I was downsized, going through a divorce, had lost property, lost this, that, and the other. I mean, the top five things that a person goes through in life, I happened to me all at one time. So, yeah, but God is raising us from a place of inner strength and resilience. And you don't know how resilient you are until you're challenged. You don't know really the leader or the person or your purpose, what it's going to look like until years later. I don't care what anyone says, you will not know until you get there. And when you get there, then you're going to be challenged to go up another level and another dimension and another dimension, you know, because that is the resilience that's being built within you in order for you to have the strength to stand through life's lessons. And life's lessons, some are nice, some are easy, but most of them are not. And they're not supposed to be, because if everything was easy, we would not move, we would not change. And the goal is to grow through, to go to. You can't get to the next level or the next stage or the next opportunity if you don't let go of the things that don't serve you and the people that are not necessary and holding you back along the way. It's extremely important to remember those three things. You must assess where you are. You must assess who you are. You must assess what's around you and why. And then once you have completed that, then you can make a determination as to, do I stop? Do I continue? Or what's my best approach moving forward?
So this little last part before we move on to the next topic, I just want to share this, and I would like for you to share a testimony as well for anybody that's listening. So this is where we start talking about reflecting on the times where your foundation had to crack to make room for alignment. And it's going to be really quick. I had to rebuild my life from my coach's coat closet. She had no extra guest rooms. I had nowhere to go. And she told me to just pack up what I had and come to her house and rebuild. That was the most vulnerable, hardest thing I had ever experienced. You know, imagine that, like being a business owner that's still like being sought after. People have no clue what you're going through. And my life was falling apart, and I'm like, I couldn't rely on my credit. I couldn't rely on anything. Lost my apartment, lost my storage units. Like, literally, it was, oh my God, I don't even want to get emotional just thinking about it, but just the strength. I'm getting emotional because the strength for somebody to go through that, it takes a lot. And so I just want to encourage anybody who feels like their foundation is literally crumbling and you're at rock bottom, there's no other way to go but up, I promise you. Because that was probably one of the hardest things I have ever experienced in my life. And, you know, we don't get to choose the cards that we're dealt, you know, but what we can do is we can assess what we can do to move forward, right? And so when you're rebuilding from that rock bottom place, please know you got all the land that you can really just like create on and just create the new life of your dreams. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, and you know what? Thank you for sharing that and being vulnerable. You know, we all go through loss and we have to grieve those losses. You know, I've lost property, I've lost homes, I've lost this, I've lost that, I've lost so many things in life. I've had cancer, I've overcome that, you know, had to deal with caregiving and all of these different kinds of things. And there's so many different things that I've had extreme losses. But while you're going through it, you don't think the end is. You don't know why, you don't know what, you don't know how. But that faith that we have, the trust that we have, and the fact that we wake up every day and there's a little bit of a flicker of a vision that is moving you forward. I never forget, my dad was in the hospital. Everybody thought he was going to die and this and that. And I prayed, Lord, sit down. And they were all running around. Everybody's having fit and everything. And so I'm giving everyone instructions. Turned off my mom's phone so nobody bother her. Told doctors what they were going to do, how they were going to do it. Told everybody that. I'm sitting there in the waiting room for the surgery to happen. And I'm typing up a new business plan from this foundation I started. And I'm typing the business plan and tears going down my eyes. Because anytime you're going through life, you're going to smile through your tears. And so I'm sitting there smiling at this new idea that I've birthed and I built for about 10 years, and I'm smiling, and then the tears are coming down because I'm standing in the gap and standing in that role that I had to stand in for his life. And so I knew it was going to work out. I did not know how and what it would look like. And then, and keeping everybody at bay and all of those things. And so at 35, my father appointed me as the power of attorney for end life decisions for him and my mother. So even though he wasn't that kind of sick, but anything that happened to him, I had the power of attorney. And my mother was not needed assistance, then I could step in and let and and take over. So, which I had to do a lot of the time because she had to take care of him the last 7 years of his life. So, with all that said, when you're watching someone die, when you're watching someone who is, vibrant and so forth, and you're seeing them, in these weakened states, and then you're seeing everybody around them off the chain. Okay. And then at the same time, you say, well, what about me and my vision? Okay, because now I'm the ultimate sacrifice. What about me? And so the tears are here. And then the joy is here because I'm creating something new. So I'm birthing something new while something old is being slipping away. And so, yeah, rock bottom, we hit it. It's part of life. I don't know where everyone got this whole idea about utopia. That's not true.
All right.
Real freedom. Real peace, that shalom peace of God, is an inner strength and an inner calmness, regardless of what's going on. We already know all is well. I don't know how, I don't know why and when, but all is well. And I know many of you may say, oh, she can say that because, she's mature now, but she don't know what I'm dealing with. Girl, please. All right. Y'all just don't know. Being a parent, and from carrying that child, watching that child go through, and everything else, and all the levels of responsibility we have as adults, and the requirements we have. And we have to grow up and we have to develop as a person, as a parent, as a human being as well. You haven't seen anything that we haven't lived. And I realized when my grandmother used to say, keep on living. I know what that means because I'm on the other side of that now. I understand what that means. And so when we are in training, it is to be able to handle responsibility on another level, whether that's economics, whether that's leadership, however it is. Because if you are a business owner and you plan to grow your company to a seven, eight figure business, do you really think you're not going to go through losses financially? Do you think that the company is not going to fall apart throughout the years? Do you think you may have to file bankruptcy? Do you think that these things are not going to happen to you? Yes, they are, because in order for you to be able to manage the level that you intend to go through, you have to be tried to see if you're proven worthy of the opportunity. Everybody's not called to be to lead. Steve Jobs was an excellent inventor, innovator, but he was not a CEO. Know your lane, accept your space and your lane, and be the best in that role and position you're called to be. I have an assessment I created for my coaching clients. Everybody's not an entrepreneur, and that's okay. And they all want to put the high numbers on their
That's
thing.
so funny.
Yes. And they all, check all these boxes, and they think by the number being the higher number means yes, they are, when it doesn't. It means no, you're not. Because you do better in an entrepreneurial experience when someone else is holding the bag, and all you got to do is go in there and help them. You do not do well when you got to sacrifice and take care of payroll and you get nothing. Okay? And that's a real thing. You do not do well when you have to manage multiple projects and you don't have the right people and this and that, and you've got to cover everything on your own and still leave. You we do, okay. So if
Well,
you
can
want
I
to talk
just
about ahead.
I got the intercede right here and just say
Mm-hmm.
the way my month have been so far, I wanted to reschedule so much stuff this month, but I can't. I can't. You
No.
know what I'm saying? So
You have to
sacrifice.
you have to walk through the process in order to see the progress. You have to walk through the process to see what you're made of, and then to turn around and say, you know what, that was good. That was really good. And then you have to look at, okay, how much of this process could I have alleviated had I done this, that, and the other, or I had this support or that support in place? Or am I doing too much? I heard this morning I was in a meeting, and this one woman, she's working full time, she has a family, she has a conference she's doing it in about 90 days, and then she also is business owner. She was talking about all the challenges she has, this and that, and the other. And so in that case, I would say, not from a judgment perspective, but from a perspective of wisdom, when we're talking about the body needs to regenerate and rejuvenate, you may consider that you are doing too much. And one or two of those things need to come off your plate. And they're not for now, but they may be for another time. And we can have a business and a full-time job, but with the business doesn't need to overtake the job if that's your livelihood. It doesn't need to interfere with that. So you need to scale that company so it can grow consistently, but not to the place where you're torn between the two and you feel guilty that, you know, if you're sitting down and you're not doing anything, watching TV with your family or hanging out, you feel guilty because you're not working. Oh, no. But that is the training, the testing, and the transition time. And everyone has to learn their limits, and everybody has to learn. Now, many people would say, oh, no, well, it's just temporary because of all these different things. You can say that, you know, and when you hit 40, or 50 or 60, you're gonna realize, wow, I didn't have to do all that way. I didn't have to do it that way. When I was in my 50, I think it was 55 or 54, one of those years. Anyway, when I had cancer, the doctor said, Paula, you didn't get this because of what you did or what you didn't do. This is a culmination of life. So now we're going to give you a protocol. And now you're going to change how you live life going forward. So it was 18 months. It's the best thing in the world. And I realized at that time, I was always moving and shaking because, you know, when you're a make it happen person, that you get off on that. It's a thing. Well, I don't want the thing anymore. You know, I want longevity. And so I learned how to do things differently. I learned things about myself. You know, like I talk about in my book, called Playbook, I was the fire, and I was the frying pan. And I talk about the chaos we cause because of the crazy we conjure up, and all of those things. And I can look back now and laugh at all of the dumb mistakes I've made, the crazy business deals, all kinds of off the chain stuff. I can laugh at all of that, and I can teach it because, hey, that was my training, that was my transition. And that was me being tested. And I know I failed a lot of tests because I had an attitude and it was all about me. Okay, I had to get out of that. You know, it's growing up. And you know, ain't no shame in my game about a bit, none of that stuff. It's hilarious. But that's life. And so when I had that course correction at that time, I was like, oh, okay. And so now we're 10, 12 years later, and I am the most vibrant and the best person I could ever be at this stage in my life. And I'm thrilled about it because I've got a new opportunity I'm creating, and I have new things I want to share with the world. And, you know, my life's work, I want to give it back and help people really get to who they really are and enjoy the processes, even through smiling through their tears. You know, I talk about that in my book about smiling through your tears, you know, because when you learn how to do that, you win. You win every time because God has a way, whether you know, whatever faith you believe in or not, Whatever it is your belief is, life does work out. All is well, and everything works out after a while. It doesn't work out the way you want it. It doesn't work out in the way you thought, and it's not going to give you the outcome you expected, but you'll have a better outcome. See, we're not responsible for the outcome. We're responsible for how we walk through the process, how we treat people in the process, how we treat ourselves in the process. Are we good stewards financially? Are we good stewards in relationships? How do we navigate and live through life? Are we being a blessing to people, or when they see us coming, they run the other way? How do we make people feel? And when we leave them, is there a legacy that we left that they feel better than when we showed up? That's the thing that's most important. Simon Sinek said a good thing. I was listening to him. There was a woman that was out, begging, asking for money. And he changed her sign to say, "I'll be here in the next 30 days if you're not ready today." And she was used to making like $20, $30 a week. And she made that in an hour because she wasn't asking them for anything. She was just letting them know. And he was talking about how you make people feel. It's not about you, it's about them. If they want to give, they give. If they don't, they don't. Because when a person gives, they feel better. They when they give, they feel better. Not everybody has to give to that individual, what have you. But when you give, you do feel better, whether it's to her or to someone else. And he was like, that goes back to your why, your core value of who you are. And see, that's what the whole process is. Because a business doesn't grow based on the money and all the statistics, and you got everything going. It grows based on the owner and the leadership of the owner and their maturation process.
That's so true. I was just gonna say, like, the training is intentional. So, like, life or your business is preparing you for something.
Exactly. And you don't know what it is, even if you
Nope.
think you do. So keep saying you know what you're doing. Keep saying, keep saying, oh yes, I know A is going to be B, and that I used to do that. I don't do it anymore because we don't know. You can, I have, what is it, 40 years now in business. Okay, so I have proposals from years ago, and I knew those deals were going through. They didn't go through. But guess what? An opportunity comes now. I can pull it out, rework it, put a new plan. So we don't know why. It's preparation. We're being prepared every day for something we have no clue about, and we won't know till we get there. And when we get there, we're going to go up another level and another level and another level. And that's the fun and the joy and the anticipation and expectation of what opportunity in life can bring you. Okay, what are we going to experience today? I know what I'm planning, but I want to see what else is going to happen. Like with us today with the show, we had some technical difficulties. We worked through the technical difficulties, and here we are. And guess what? We're giving you the best we got today. I mean, it's better than where we started
I
because of the
know.
technology and, and all of this. But all is well. All is well.
So I wanted to talk about, like, the breaking down to rebuild. So, just how becoming be requires you undoing or unbecoming. So releasing titles, habits, or identities that no longer serve you. And so just
Oh, yes. I
highlighting
know
how
about
di look, highlighting how discomfort is the often the birthplace of clarity.
Oh, it is. It's supposed to be. I mean, I remember I was going through a divorce. I was just my daughter's mother. I took away all my titles because I, was going through a divorce, downside on a job, everything. I just lost everything at that time. And so I had no title, just Melody's mom. And that was the best title I needed. And in that process, I found me again. I no longer be IBM, no longer this, no longer that, no longer any of those things. I found me. And when I found me, I liked who she was. And I was so happy because the blueprint I was given was for the generation before me. Go to college, work 30 years, get married, have children, and retire. That didn't work for my generation because I was someone with a purpose. And the opportunities and the direction that I was created to go in, that didn't fit because it wasn't a traditional thing. You know, I got married young. I should not have gotten married young. The best thing was my daughter. However, now I look back and I'm the best woman I could ever be. And, you know, I had my child and so forth. But losing everything at one time and losing the titles is the best thing because pride, it killed every bit of pride I had in me. I didn't have no more pride left.
You know how they say, ego goeth before the fall.
Pride goes before the fall.
Pride goes the fall. Yeah,
And
that.
it does. It does. It does. And I did, and it's all good. You know, so
Did you have a? You had a? Did you have to have like a sabbatical or like a?
I was on a sabbatical. You got laid off. I lost the property, relocated, relocated. My health, you know, suffered. And, you know, court case, legal stuff, all of that, everything. I was living a sabbatical. I was on a sabbatical. And then, you know, and then after things started to settle out as I, you know, when I moved to the new place and so forth and the new state and getting myself acclimated and so forth like that. But yeah, everything fell apart. And it
Man.
had to. It had to.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I had to let go of the reins and not be in control. And so, and that's the key. When things are being taken away, or things are dismantling, or things are falling apart, let it go down. Sometimes we're not supposed to fix it.
True.
Sometimes we're supposed to let it go.
So
Sometimes we're
for me,
supposed to.
I it was hard for me to really like pick up on when to let it go and when to keep trying.
Yes, that is the most difficult thing that people have in determining what to hold on to and what not. And we know in our soul it ain't working. We know in our soul it's not working. Let it go. No matter how I can flip it over and change it and stuff, we know let it go. And we know as we mature, we don't have the energy for that anymore. I'm not moving in that direction anymore. We know the level of energy we have and how we want to spend it. And if we're going to get an ROI, if there's no ROI, return on investment, don't put your time and energy in it.
No.
If the
Oh
same
my
thing keeps happening over and over again, it's time to reassess. The problem ain't everybody. The problem is you. Fix it, face it, change. And you're not
God.
going to change overnight, but at least admit the truth. And say, you know what? I'm in this situation because I didn't do, or I did, or all of the above. And so I'm just going to walk it out and trust later on is going to look better than today. And that's all it is. You know, it sounds simple, but when you live in it, you feel like you're going through hell.
Yeah,
Yes,
literally. Like if you
yes.
I saw I don't know if it was Steve Harvey who was like, if you're already going through hell, why would you stop? Just keep moving forward. That's it. And I was just like, oh my God, I love that analogy because like, just going back to just having to rebuild on my own, I'm like, okay, I can't just sit here. Like, I can't. I have to do something else. Let me go back and look at what I can do, what I can't do.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So this is gonna bring us into like our wisdom meets wonder reflection. So
Oh, what is it? What is it this week? I'm always excited to see what you come up with.
look, so this time I was like, okay, I would like to reframe it from this perspective. So what if your rock bottom was sacred?
It's always sacred.
What if it was, yeah, so like I want people to really reframe their lens, the way they're looking at it, because some people look at that season of life as like it's the end of the world. Like some people become suicidal.
Well, yeah, but guess what? All of us we have suicidal tendencies. When stuff hits so hard, oh, we all got so we all think about it maybe once or twice, and some of us may not be able to get through it and need help. And I'll say, go get help, go get counseling, call the suicide hotline, and all that. And then other of us just want to check out for a minute and catch our breath, and somebody pick me up, somebody rescue me. We all want to be rescued. But guess what? That's how you know what you're made of. Because every challenge is a course correction. Every breakdown, breakthrough, trauma, whatever you want to call it is a course correction. And it is part of life to grow up. How are you going to be a parent and care for a family if you can't even manage yourself? How are you going to care for your parents when they get a certain stage if you haven't learned to manage you? And you cry at every little stupid thing that happens. And you feel you gotta win. I'm so annoyed at how now they have these, in school you have different sports and stuff, and everybody's gotta get an award. No, you don't deserve one. You don't deserve an award. If you did not do the work, you don't deserve an award. You do not deserve one. Get it together, step it up, and step up your game. They all punking out. Well, I'm this. Why are you so weak? Who told you to listen to the stuff? Turn off the bell on social media if they're doing that. I mean, you better get some kind of strength and about you because you're gonna have to learn how to fight. And that's what all of this is about. It's about learning how what your boxing gloves are made of. Learning where your strengths are and your weaknesses are, what you can take and what you can't take, staffing that weakness with people that you know who can support you and tell you the truth and not lie to you. And then and on the other side, who will encourage you while you're in that rock bottom season, because God will always send people to encourage you when you're in transition, you know? And then can you be that same person, have that same level of empathy for others? I know there's no way what I'm doing now. When I was younger, even though I had the vision and tried to make it happen, I didn't have the empathy for people that I have now. Then I had a modicum of it, but not like I do now, because I had to live it. I can't teach what I haven't lived. You can read and study in a book and do all the research you want until you walk through that thing. It's just a story, because there is no heart to touch the other heart to give that person relief. When one heart touches another heart, it gives the other individual relief. I was talking to a young woman. She was telling me she was going through a divorce and all of the issues she had. And I told her what my story was. And she all of a sudden felt better because it was similar. And I told her what she to expect, how this is going to happen, this, that, and the other. And all she needed was the truth. You know, but how many people tell the truth? And how many people want to admit the truth? They don't, because they can't, it doesn't make them look good all the time. And it ain't about you. If you could get over yourself, if we could get over ourselves and just be who we are and accept it, good, bad, and ugly. So what? You make a mistake, oh well. I don't want to be perfect.
No, oh my God. You know how many people that I've talked to are like, even just outside of business, just relationship wise, they're like, you know what? I really appreciate the fact that you just keep it real. And I'm like, who I got
And not only that, you know how
the
much work it is keeping all that stuff together? I didn't keep all them doggone balls in the air and remember what they do. It's just too much going on all the time. Y'all need to stop with all this stuff.
I had a client literally I'm working with right now, and she was she I could just tell she was kind of embarrassed to tell me like she wasn't able to access business funding, right? And so I was like, okay, I was like, well, I'm not a financial, provider or whatever, but what's your credit score? And she was like, oh, it's like in the low 500s. I said, girl, Mine was in the 400s and I fixed mine on my own. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just sharing that to say, like, just being
Everybody's going
relatable
through.
and real. I was like, girl, here's the stuff what you need to do. Go fix your credit. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so grateful to, you know, you weren't judging me. You like gave me resources. I was like, I have been there. I keep telling you that.
Well, that's where empathy is.
Yeah.
Because, people don't want to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Everybody going through something. Because life has to be, there's no balance. Balance
No.
is a thing, but alignment is there.
Yeah.
Everything's in alignment. It might be winter in your money and summer in your personal life. It might
Yep.
be spring in your business, and it may be fall in your family life.
Yeah.
But remember, all four seasons are operating at the same time.
That's
And one
so
area is dry and cold, and it's
that's such
gonna
a
be that way.
real, oh God,
Oh. Yeah,
thank
I
you
got
for
a teaching
that.
on that. I got a workshop on that. I love teaching that workshop because it's four seasons. Four seasons are operating all the time in your life
Yeah.
because that is what keeps you aligned. It keeps you from going up like, a champagne bottle and never stopping and just fizzing out all over the place. Okay. No. There's always something there, and that helps you stay grounded.
Well, I want to give y'all a reflection journal prompt or, you know, just something you could take note on about today. I really, really hope that we were able to really touch you today, even if you are coming into the season or coming out of it. Just know that your story is still being written. And I want you to reflect on this. So, what did your lowest point teach you about your true self? What does your lowest point teach you about your true self? So for me, I will say my lowest point really taught me faith because never in my entire life had I ever experienced something like that. And so it taught me that I still had faith combined with strength and that I could do anything and I could rebuild. So life is going to continue to happen. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be other things. It's going to be a plethora of things that I'm going to go through on my life, you know, and I already know, okay, I'm equipped. I'm getting back in the boxing ring and I got to fight.
Exactly. Just decide what kind of gloves you want, what
Yep.
color they are. Whatever you want, just figure out how you want to do it and just do it. Because, oh, so many times the lowest point has caused me to change. It's caused me to grow, caused me to change, caused me to this, that, and the other. But the most recent lowest point, I think, was 5 years ago. And that's when I wrote this book, The Encore Playbook, Bold Strategies for Women Redefining Their Life, because I wanted to put my life's work in a package that could help other people and give them the tools and things that I've learned over the years. And wanted to continue to do that because at the different stages and ages and decades of life, you have to know what to be prepared for. You will not be able to change it or alter it, but at least when it comes, it's not going to knock you on the floor. You're going to say, oh, I knew it was coming. You may not know when or how, but at least you have a clarity. In my dark years, the darkest years, I had a flicker of light that I could see in my spirit, which was my vision for my future of who I am and what I'm called to be. And that little flicker of light was my hope. And that what got me up in the morning to keep going in the darkest times, because it gets really dark. And sometimes you can't even see in front of you. And you're like, you know what? Why are we dealing with this now, God? Come on now. All right.
Look, I
I
know
done
what
had about
you're talking
enough, but I know you know who I am. And when I have my little tantrums, I'll get over it. However, I gotta let it out now, and I'm gonna let it rip, and then we'll be fine in the morning. And that's
Yeah.
what it is.
That
You
sounds
know
like one of my conversations. I'm like,
what?
God, what are you teaching me now? Really?
Yes. Yeah. And is it a lesson I gotta go through again because I messed up the first time and I didn't get the whole thing, or we got or am I building a trend, or what are we doing here? But yeah, reflect. And when you reflect, laugh.
Oh my
Goodness.
God.
Don't be so deep and so serious and so hard on yourself. Goodness gracious. Give
What
yourself a
we say
break.
earlier, we gotta laugh to keep from crying.
Honey, you know, laughter is like medicine. I watched this, you know, I had an intense week this week, last week. I sat down and did my nice Friday night routine I do for myself, by myself, and had all my whatever I wanted, and watched this wonderful, crazy, funny movie that didn't make any sense and just had the best time just laughing and relaxing and exhaled all week. And that was such a wonderful thing. Little things in life make us happy. Little things in life, flickers of hope, you know. You don't need a whole lot of stuff, just a flicker. So,
Man.
you know, light your own candle and smile at it, you know. So remember, smile through your tears because tomorrow you'll be laughing.
Yeah. Well, I just want to end off with saying, I want to continue to encourage you that are listening, to honor your becoming season, whether it's messy, uncertain,
It's gonna be all
nasty,
of the above. It ain't gonna be whether
crazy,
it is. It's gonna be it's
it's embarrassing sometimes,
yes.
it
Ooh.
feels shameful, but honestly,
Yeah.
please know that it's divine. It really is, because when you're on the other side, it's like, oh my God, thank you for allowing me to go through that, because now I know how to handle these types of clients. Now I know how to handle these relationships. Now
Yes.
I know how to handle this new relationship I'm stepping into that's my husband. Now, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I got my data to go off of because I done been here before. And so this is how I'm able to navigate better this time.
Exactly. And better and with more ease. You know, that's the beautiful thing about life. You
Yeah.
know, so keep
So,
on
did you
living.
have anything else you wanted to add, or I think I'm good. This was really good.
Yes, it was. It was very good. I trust all of you have received what you came to hear. And if you have any questions or anything like that, feel free to send us a note. What email are they sending it to? How are they reaching out to us?
I was about to say, you guys can reach out to us via our social media platforms.
Okay.
I am on Facebook. You can look me up. It's Deshae, Deshea, Shepherd, Shepard. You can also find me on LinkedIn, first and last name, Deshae Shepherd. Or you can just drop a comment on,
Yes.
on our platform at the
We would
bottom.
love for you to drop a comment. Don't go other places looking for us. You're right here at the show. Go in the comment and we'll get back to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You guys have a wonderful day. And thank you, Duche. I just enjoyed being with you today.
Yes, same here. Okay.